Beast Game Podcast. Sony has decided to shake up the world. Back out of the agreement that they had with Disney, that means that Spider-Man will no longer be in Disney movies, i.e. the MCU Marvel Cinematic Universe. We want to get some thoughts about that. So what I want to do for a moment, I'm very proud to introduce somebody that is my friend. This man that will be next up said, to hell with all this fake superhero nonsense. He's a real hero. He's a difference maker. He sees everything that's going on in this current world of politics. This is not how it's supposed to be done. He sees people out here talking about plans. This man has action. This man has purpose. That this man has answered the call, has stepped up and accepted the challenge. So I want to let you know that I'm proud to announce on this very podcast that he has chosen to throw his name into the 2020 presidential election, trying to bring unity and peace to this great nation. And he has chosen to run as an independent, hailing from the West Coast, aka the Best Coast, from the great state of California. If you can, just close your eyes, open your hearts, and envision his campaign slogan, consider this an invitation to his gangster nation. The next president of the United States, my friend and yours, Miguel Castro. Go ahead, Mike.
Swear to God. Introductions get better every time.
This fucking intro. Goddamn intro. Shit. That shit was like 2 minutes long. God damn. Shit, you actually made me want to stand up and
salute, yo.
Put my hand. Yeah, I know, man. I was like, what the hell? Oh, it's Mike. He's introducing Mike. Oh, here we go.
Just cast your vote, Jay. That's all I need.
This man was an OG ever since he was three.
Oh, my God. I'm. You know what? Can I at least get a half intro instead of just.
Again, change? You are the master of horror suspense and thriller.
Okay. I'll take that.
That is amazing.
Feels kind of condescending, but thank you.
And master toy maker. All right.
Okay. I'll take that.
All right.
I'll take that.
I don't know anything about a toy maker. And.
Well, again, you have Miguel Castro over here. Take the world in his hands and shape and mold this country the way that it needs to be shaped and molded.
I'm just over here shaking my head right now. I'm not saying a word. I'm just shaking my head, man. Jesus.
No,
so what's
no,
Keith?
No, no.
What's Keith?
Nobody.
Well, okay.
He's the person like Suicide Squad. That's who he is, all right?
Exactly. See? I know I wasn't tripping when he said he liked Suicide Squad.
He did say
I
that.
I know I wasn't tripping.
Keith likes all the bad movies and movies that have dragons in them. It's like Batman v Superman. That's Keith's movie. It's like, why'd you like it? Well, Zack Snyder, intelligent individual, that he's a visionary. I'm like, no.
I was going to say, if he says he's a visionary lord, I'm tired of hearing that bullshit. So, a lot to digest, I guess. I said a long time ago, Sony's probably going to fuck up. And Sony has just officially fucked up. Like, they really went and made the dumbest decision that I think you could possibly make in this scenario with the fact that they're taking the small success that Venom had and thinking that now they can go ahead and take Spider-Man and do whatever Marvel's done with him without Kevin Feige, without the MCU, and think that they're going to be successful. And I just don't see how that's possible. You had a good deal. It's working. Yes, you were making a shitload of money off of basically doing no work. But, I mean, if you're Marvel and you're creating a movie that's making $1.1 billion globally, yeah, you come back to the table and you say, hey, we're not getting just 5% anymore. We need more money for this. So let's just split it evenly down the middle. Sony says no, and then everything hits the fan. And now there's two different sides coming. You got Sony saying that, yeah, it wasn't that serious, and we walked away from the table, but maybe we'll come back. Marvel saying that they didn't ask for 50% now. Now you got Stan Lee's daughter chiming in, and she's siding with Sony, and apparently there's a personal beef with Marvel and Disney. The whole thing's just getting ugly. But at the end of the day, if Sony's smart and they make a wise decision, they'll look at the big picture and you'll understand that Spider-Man's working because in the MCU, needs to stay in the MCU. And if you have any chance of success, you'll make the deal happen however it needs to happen. Let Marvel do what they do. And if you want to make more money or build your universe to your side, you'll start letting them use Venom, Carnage, and you'll keep this going. Because if not, in the next 10 years, I think Disney just buys Sony and this all becomes null and void anyway. That's all I really got to say right now.
Matt, any comments?
Marvel wanted 50%. From what I heard today, they only wanted 30%. 70% of $1 billion is still a lot of profit. Initially, the agreement was 5% plus all of the revenues from the comics and the toys and all that. Now they want 30%. I mean, they've contributed a lot. That's why I don't understand. There's a lot of money to be had by everybody.
Well,
plus,
you have to understand that when this deal was negotiated, Disney didn't own Fox. They weren't trying to pursue their own streaming service. Assume a lot of this might also have to be residuals from the Disney streaming service. And then again, because Disney is now like this mega corporation, two TV stations, more or less, two major studios, Sony wants more money.
I get that Sony wants more money, but I think they need to sit down and be realistic. At the end of the day, again, this is working because Marvel took a smart route of incorporating Spider-Man into the MCU. From day one, like I said, when they did Civil War, they didn't rehash the whole how he got his powers, what happened. We've been through that several times. No need to rehash it again. You put him in a movie with a big cast, so it's not like all the weight falls on his shoulders for a solo movie. Then you make a solo movie that works, and you include the one big piece that you had in Iron Man, and then you include him in the two biggest movies for the past couple of years in Infinity War and Endgame, and then you basically set him up to move forward in the future. That's the reason why it works. Had Sony done this from day one, would we even be sitting here having this conversation? Would Tom Holland even be the person in Spider-Man? I don't have enough faith in Sony and what they've done to say that.
Probably
still
be Andrew Garfield in Spider-Man 6 or something like that.
Right. Like, you couldn't even get Electro right. Like I said, my biggest gripe with combo movies will always be you literally have your reference in paper in front of you. Even the dialogue is already spelled out. You should not have this much difficulty making a movie. And yeah, you went and cast Jamie Foxx, it's fine, but Electro should not have looked like generic-ass Blue Man Group. It should have looked like Electro. You can't even get that simple thing right. But now that Marvel's come in and done a hell of a job and basically just let you collect the paycheck without having to do much, now all of a sudden you want to get greedy and say, well, no, we can straighten it out. Venom was a success because comic book movies are a success. I don't know how everybody else felt about Venom. I watched it, and I was like, I'm glad I didn't go to the movie to see this. I mean, it was okay, but it was not like it was good.
It was not a very good movie.
Right. But because comic book movies are what's in, and people now say, oh, it's a comic book movie, I'm just going to go see it. They made $100 million plus opening weekend, and they're looking at it like, oh, we're good to go. No, you're good to go off the basis that Marvel's made very solid movies for, was it 23 films now? And you piggybacked on that. You doing that on your own is yet to be seen, because so far what we have to go off of is not good. So, like I said, Sony needs to sit back and be realistic, and hopefully that happens. I know Tom Holland's pissed. Apparently, well, I mean, he hasn't said anything, but unfollow Sony on Instagram, which in today's age is like a big deal.
Zendaya did as well.
Yeah, and I mean, and Tom Holland apparently is not contractually obligated to do any more Spider-Man movies if he doesn't want to. He could literally opt out and say, I don't want to do anymore. So Sony's kind of screwed in a way. I mean, personally, I don't think you need to recast him. Tom Holland literally said, hey, I want to play this character until the day I die, and to me, he's right now the best Peter Parker we've had. So if it works, why mess with this?
Plays Hawkeye.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner.
He's calling for Spider-Man to come back. I'm not tracking the whole Stan Lee daughter thing. What's the story with that, Mike?
So today they did an interview with her and asked her about it. I don't have the quote in front of me, but essentially she's basically saying she wants Sony to go ahead and get Spider-Man and do whatever it is that they want to do with him, because she feels like Disney and Marvel have kind of overtaken her father's vision and not giving him as much respect and not looking at towards what he wanted to do and how to develop the characters and all and the universe and all this kind of stuff. I know for a fact that they've said over the years that there were some concerns about Disney and Marvel not really incorporating Stan Lee as much as they say. Apparently his name is the executive producer credit, and that's about it. Other than his cameos, he didn't really have any input. He wasn't at the table with everybody discussing the movies and direction was going to go and all that. And a lot of people got upset with that because, like, all right, if this guy created the characters, he should be in the room having these discussions. I think it's just a personal thing because it's her father at the end of the day. and you're looking at his legacy being owned by some other people, and you probably want it to be one way or go a certain way, and they're like, no, this is how we're going to do it because we own it now, and that's what it is. And it's probably a bunch of personal gripes and feelings there. But if it's my father's legacy, I want the best product out there it can be. And so far, Marvel's shown that they can do a solid job of what they're doing. If I'm looking at Sony and I look at some shitty movies that they've done before, I'm going, well, nah, I don't want my father's legacy to be this over here. I want it to be that over there. But she might be pissed. Maybe she's not getting a check from Marvel that she thinks she should have inherited. Or maybe some other stuff behind the scenes. Her and Feige maybe had an argument. Who knows? But that was her two cents. But at the end of the day, like I said, y'all sold the rights and stuff. So there's not much you can do.
Like everyone else says, Spider-Man is in a good place. And it's all about greed. It's all about money. It's going to make so much money, you still get paid. So I don't understand what the problem is. It's just that they just want more. It's all about more, 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 more.
Sony has the leverage because contractually, they own the rights to the character. Even though it's a Marvel character, it's equivalent to giving away Superman and Batman. Like, why would you give away the character, but then keep Iron Man?
It worked out in the long run, if you think about it. But yeah, they were in a state of desperation. I mean, I understand why they did it, but then at the same time, it kind of like, eh, I don't know.
I mean, when you think about Marvel, you think about Spider-Man.
I've seen people who argue that Spider-Man is Marvel's best character.
It is.
He's the most well-rounded character, like, overall. You understand the Peter Parker side, and you understand the Spider-Man side.
He's so relatable, like, to everyone. Problem with Superman is that he doesn't technically have any flaws other than kryptonite. That's not relatable. Peter Parker is like, hey, well, I can go to work. I can go to school. I can just come home and lounge around the house. People understand that. I guess it was like late 90s when they were kind of virtually bankrupt and trying to do anything they can to save the company. Dealing with all these comic book properties, no one really thought that these would actually make money. And it was really Blade. That movie started everything. And it doesn't get its respect, but it was really that movie that said, hey, well, you can do something. And then followed with X-Men, then Spider-Man. All those movies really are the genesis of all this. Whoever was running Marvel at the time, hope they don't have anything to do with Marvel right now, because you people were idiots.
If the Sony deal, or lack of a deal, stays, no one could say anything about the other universe. Can't mention anything about Spider-Man. Can't say anything about Thanos, Infinity Gauntlet. I don't know if they can say the snap legally. I'm pretty sure they can. There's no trademark on it. But, I mean, look at all the things that they have to undo. Well, not necessarily undo, but ignore.
Well, I mean, I'll probably see it just the same way as those Netflix Marvel shows that they call things the event. I'm not talking about the snap, but whatever happened between Avengers 1, they just called it the event.
Can Marvel survive phase 4?
I guess they're going in an entirely different direction, just not Spider-Man. They're in space now, not on Earth.
I don't know how sustainable it's going to be with this set of films happening in phase 4. Not a lot of it, in my opinion.
I would just say Disney is in a position to give more money. Like, regardless if they want more money from the deal, Disney has the money to give. And I think Sony knows that, and that's where the point of contention is, that, again, Disney's going to be making tons of money off of Hulu, which they own, and then this Disney Plus streaming service, and then all the movies that they have between Fox and the Disney studios, that Disney has money. Whatever it will take, I think Disney knows that Sony wants more money or wants a larger cut. I just think this is just a negotiating tactic. And it's no different than any other sports player where it's like, well, I'm going to hold out. The team has money. Disney has the money to say, we will make this go away. They negotiated these two deals for, I guess, these two movies. Why? Why would that be that important, just to have Spider-Man in a movie? They could have did everything without Spider-Man in the movie. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could have.
So, it could have, but it wouldn't have the same impact.
Disney has tons of money, and Disney will make more money. Sony just wants to cut. I'm not necessarily agreeing with Sony. But when I saw the news, I'm like, hold on, that's stupid. Disney, get the deal done. Give us our Spider-Man.
I can see them going down to like 15 or 20%.
At the end of the day, if every movie's damn near guaranteed to make a billion now, the percentage can go down. Disney's going to see the money. So.
Yeah, yeah. With this iteration of Spider-Man, and if you compare that to The Amazing Spider-Man, which is an entirely different movie for entirely different reasons, very crappy, to they finally got it right. They finally got Spider-Man right, other than Spider-Man 1 and 2, Spider-Man 3. Terrible garbage. And then The Amazing Spider-Man. Ooh. They finally got Spider-Man right in the forefront of people's minds, because once The Amazing Spider-Man came out, other than Marvel, we're turning away from comic book movies. DC hadn't really put things together other than Man of Steel. Meh, it's okay. Batman v Superman, hot garbage. And if Keith was here, he'd be like, yo, I love that movie. It wasn't that bad. Keith's opinions about Avatar. I know how much you dislike that movie, but I know Keith likes that movie.
He's that piece of shit.
He's afraid to say it, but Keith loves Avatar. I have done a 180 on that movie. I'm like, yeah, at the time it was amazing. Now I'm like, eh, don't ever want to see that movie.
That's right. Visually stunning. Outside of that, that joint is a piece of shit. I'm trying to tell you.
And there doesn't need to be five more Avatar movies coming out. I'm like,
not at all.
I never liked it at all, period.
Man. At the rate that James Cameron makes movies, this next one might be the last one.
I'm just happy that Avengers overtook the damn number one spot. Hopefully the next fucking Avatar doesn't retake this bullshit, but...
No, I doubt it. I doubt it.
I highly doubt it.
I mean...
I think people are just done with it anyway. It took too long, man.
Kind of crazy the first time. I saw people going to see it like 7 or 8 times. I'm like, really?
At the time, I thought it was an amazing movie. And then I'm like, eh, this is kind of mediocre. And the CG doesn't look great.
In the words of my mother, bless your heart, she sat through that shit twice.
They're re-releasing Spider-Man.
Yeah, another dumb Sony move. 4 minutes. Oh, yeah, I definitely need to go see it again. No, they figure they added 4 minutes. They can make more money to add to the $1.1 billion.
The whole situation is just stupid. You called it. You said they're going to most likely do some stupid shit, and here we go. Here goes stupid shit.
Greed, greed, greed. I said the shit worked because Marvel has it.
Well, hold on. The fact
that Sony is not making $1.1 billion, I doubt it. I mean, people go see it, but early reviews come out saying the movie's some shit. And you can tell they're not with Marvel anymore and all that. Mm-hmm. Most people not going to see it.
Tom Holland, didn't you say something about Tom Holland has an option to like back out?
Apparently, his contract, he's only obligated to do the 4 appearances he did. The next 2 movies that he's technically slated to do, apparently he has an opt-out clause, almost like a fucking NFL contract. He doesn't have to sign on to do them. He can choose to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, Sony's dumb shit right now, because if he unfollowed you on Instagram and Zendaya did too, and that whole clique is pretty tight. Apparently, the whole Spider-Man cast, they hang out at each other's houses and do all this other shit. I think they're going to pull a Guardians of the Galaxy. I think every last one of them was like, fuck Sony, we're not going. And then Sony's really going to have their backs against the wall, because now you're going to do what? Recast the whole damn thing and start all over? That's stupid.
Again, it worked against Marvel. Took James Gunn out of the driver's seat of the movie, and then...
Let the drama die down.
And you have stars of the movie saying... What are you doing? Why are you doing this? I don't want to do this movie. And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, well, James Gunn is back, everybody. The movie's still on.
Yeah. And I think that's how all this is going to play out. I honestly think it's just going to be Tom Holland being like, all right, fuck y'all, I'm not coming back. The rest of the cast saying the same thing. And then basically saying, unless you do the deal with Marvel, and we say to MCU, we're not doing it. And Sony realizes, okay, yeah, we need to go ahead and make this happen. And if they have half a brain, whatever they do with Venom 2, they need to find a way to incorporate Venom. Or let the MCU use Venom. And then let the MCU worry about doing Sinister Six. And just collect a check. Like, this is what I don't get. Like, you literally don't have to do nothing. Like, because I don't think Feige set back, as much as they say, oh, he put in his input and worked with us. No, it sounds like you all signed a deal, and Feige went back with his team, and they figured out what the fuck to do with Spider-Man. Y'all just sat back and collected a check. Sit back, collect a check, shut up. What's the problem? If I'm CEO of Sony, you're getting fired. For real. This shouldn't even been a problem. Man, you know, Disney said they wanted 50%. Hey, fuck it. Give them.
Venom was a terrible movie.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I just have a cold. I'm like, what?
A couple people I talked to was like, oh, it was okay. And I'm sitting there like, am I missing something? Because I'm glad I didn't pay to go see this shit.
That damn Eminem song at the end of the movie just pissed me off. num, 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 num. I'm like, what in the world? is this movie.
I like you, Eddie Brock.
They got a little bit too excited with Into the Spider-Verse, man.
That's what a couple people online said. They said that because Into the Spider-Verse won an Oscar and it was arguably to a lot of people the best movie of the year.
Just keep doing that.
Stuff, Sony's like, yeah, we can do it. That's animated. That's completely different.
Into the Spider-Verse doesn't work as a live-action movie.
There are people who really want to see that happen because when they announced the Doctor Strange title, they're like, oh, yes, we can get Into the Spider-Verse in real live action. I'm sitting there like, I wouldn't fuck with it.
The aesthetic of Into the Spider-Verse, it felt like you were reading a comic book. And then particularly the end of the movie where it's just very visual, like all that stuff just kind of coming together, all the worlds colliding. I don't ever see that happening in that manner. In the way that they designed it in a live action movie. And I will tell you that Angel Has Fallen is hot garbage. Well, you can still go see it.
Did you like the first two?
I like the first one. The first one was good.
Yeah, the first one. I didn't see the second one.
It's a Fuqua
movie. London was okay. I ain't going to Chick-fil-A no more. But right now, immediate feedback? Oh, no. Popeye's got it. Sorry. Now, I'm not sitting on a long ass line for an hour to get the chicken sandwich or fighting anybody for it, but if I get there early enough and ain't nobody there and I can get one, I'm good to go. I've had two. I haven't had one in a minute. So, well, I ain't been out there long. So, but I ain't had one probably about a week. So, I'm going to give it a couple more weeks and I'll try it again and see. I might have just bought into the hype at first and then I might taste it again and be like, oh, this really ain't that good. What was I thinking? It's kind of a sad state of the world we in when the chicken sandwich is like the big fucking deal that everybody's arguing about.
Let me find out you're the chicken sandwich connoisseur.
Remember, I stopped eating red meat for a while, so chicken's like the main thing I eat. So I'm going everywhere. Like, I seen people keep talking about Wendy's. I'm like, what the fuck Wendy's you been to? Because every Wendy's I've had, that shit is dry. Wendy's, Burger King.
Wendy's, everything. I feel like it's dehydrated. The fries feel like it's just been dehydrated. I don't eat fast food a lot, but if I had a choice, unfortunately, it'd be Chick-fil-A and then maybe Burger King.
Chick-fil-A.
They don't get the crown back, yo. I'm sorry, yo.
They just like our dollars for their chicken sandwiches. Nah, I'll just say that. But
like chicken?
They ain't open on Sunday. So that's a problem. Because I'll be forgetting. And I go down and I'm like, that's right, it's Sunday. You fucking close.
I want to say I did that like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was like, yeah, I'm going to hit up Chick-fil-A.
It's bad because I literally pull into the parking lot. It's not like I noticed it from the road. I literally pulled in. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. You fuckers, it's closed. And I'm like, why? God would understand. He knew when you made that chicken sandwich, you should be around 7 days a week. That don't make sense. It ain't that serious. You fry yours in peanut oil. That's the only major difference. I know. We all got it. Whatever. But you need more pickles on that sandwich, too. Them little two don't do it. Hey, like they get mad because I asked for extra pickles. I'm like, I need some fucking, come on. Let's get it.
Yeah, I mean, I still remember college being on campus. It's Chick-fil-A.
I mean, like I said, the sandwich is still good. And it may just be the bread. Because somebody brought it up today. Like, don't let Popeye's food with the brioche. Because that does play a huge role. But Popeye's sandwich is good. Don't think it's as serious as people literally fighting over a fucking sandwich. It ain't that serious. And sitting in line for like an hour and a half. Oh, my God. I got to get a sandwich. I can't go back to work yet. Don't lose your job over a fucking chicken sandwich. Like, for real.
The Chick-fil-A lines be crazy on like Saturday, yo.
But I have to give them credit because they do it efficiently. The little tablets, and they be coming to my window. What's your name? What you want to order? Can I get it? All right, Mike. Just pull around. And by the time I get around, it's like I'm not really there as long as I think I should be because the line's long as hell, but it moves pretty quick. And I'm still trying to figure out why hasn't anybody else figured this out yet? Like they literally swipe my card like I do is pull around and get my food. This really works. That's like curbside. Any of these places, they got to go back in to swipe your card. Why don't they have a damn tablet with a reader? To swipe your shit right there at the window and make it all one trip. These are the questions that me as president would address. Literally in my State of the Union, I'd be like, look, we're not going to talk about world issues here. Okay, let's get down to business. What's up with curbside and no payments at the car window? Need to straighten this shit out.
Like waffle fries should be everywhere.
Yeah, waffle fries are hidden. I will say that.
They're not called lattice cut fries.